This is the Music History Today podcast for April 28th. On today's show, a Tony Award-winning musical closes and a store opens up that changes the course of music history. First up, though, on this date in 1940, the Glenn Miller Orchestra recorded the song Pennsylvania 65,000. In 1965, Barbara Streisand's first TV show, My Name is Barbara, premiered. In 1975, John Lennon gave his final TV interview when he appeared on Tom Schneider's show, The Tomorrow Show. In 1976, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band became the first rock band to play at the Grand Ole Opry since the Byrds did it back in 1968. In 1978, the movie musical about a radio station, FM, premiered. The movie's concept was later adapted and became the television show WKRP in Cincinnati. In 1989, John Bon Jovi got married. In 1990, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses got married. In 1999, The Verve broke up for the second time. In 2003, the iTunes Music Store launched and changed music as we know it pretty much forever. In 2005, Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry was injured when he fell on stage during a concert, and in 2017, Soundgarden started what became their final tour. In classical music, in 1865, Giacomo Meyerbeer premiered the opera Les Africaines. In 1892, Antonin Dvorak's piece Carnival Overture premiered. In 1943, Mark Blitzstein's piece, Freedom Morning, was performed for the first time. In 1965, Luciano Pavarotti made his opera debut. And in 1984, the performance of La Tragédie de Carmen closed on Broadway. In theater, in 1988, Tim Rice's musical Chess opened on Broadway. In 1990, the Tony Award-winning musical Smash a Chorus Line closed on Broadway after over 6,000 performances. In 1991, the revival of the musical Gypsy opened on Broadway. In 1996, the musical Big opened on Broadway. In 1997, the musical Jekyll and Hyde opened on Broadway. In 2016, the musical Shuffle Along, or The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Followed, opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 28th, in 1963, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, won Best Musical at the Tony Awards, and in 1969, Kathy Taylor and Glenn Campbell were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 28th include in 1969 when the Chicago Transit Authority, which was later renamed Chicago, released their debut album. In 1970, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles released What Love Has Joined Together. In 1980, Alice Cooper released Flush the Fashion and the Grateful Dead released Go to Heaven. In 1982, Marshall Crenshaw released his self-titled album. In 1987, Tony Bennett's album, The Art of Excellence, became the first album to be released on CD instead of on LP records. In 1992, Tracy Chapman released Matters of the Heart. Also on that same day, Annie Lennox released her classic album, Diva. In 1995, Fair Warning released Rainmaker. In 1997, Stradivarius released Visions. In 1998, Secret Chiefs 3 released Second Grand Constitution and Bylaws, Hyrkwayal. Also in 1998, Big Pun released Capital Punishment. Children of Bodom released Something Wild. The Dave Matthews Band released Before These Crowded Streets. Danny Wilde and the Rembrandts released Spin This. Jimmy Buffett released Don't Stop the Carnival. Jefferson Airplane released Live at the Fillmore East. The Monkees released The Monkees Anthology. Stevie Nicks released Enchanted, the works of Stevie Nicks. And Yes released Beyond and Before, BBC Recordings 1969 and 1970. In 2002, Mark Knopfler released the soundtrack to the movie A Shot at Glory. In 2009, the Black Crowes released War Paint Live. The World Beat compilation album Playing for Change, Songs Around the World, was released. In 2013, the Ramona Flowers released the EP Lust and Lies. In 2015, Eric Clapton released Forever Man. In 2017, John Mellencamp released Sad Clowns and Hillbillies. And on that same day, Brad Paisley released the first audio video album in country music when his album Love and War was released with 16 music videos for the songs. Singles that were released on April 28th include in 1964 when Elvis Presley did a twofer, he released Viva Las Vegas and also What I Say. In 1967, Elvis Presley did it again and released another twofer. This time it was Long-Legged Girl with a Short Dress On and That's Someone You Never Forget. In 1972, David Bowie released Starman. In 1976, America released Today's the Day. In 1978, Steve Martin released King Tut. In 1979, Toto released Georgie Porgy and Ricky Lee Jones released Chuck E's In Love. In 1985, Bryan Ferry released Slave to Love. In 2005, Stevie Wonder released So What's the Fuss? In 2008, Katy Perry released I Kissed a Girl, and she liked it. And in 2017, DJ Khaled released I'm the One. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 28th include singer Danny Doyle, singer and actress extraordinaire, the legend Miss Anne Margaret, keyboardist Chuck Leavell, Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, singer Jimmy Barnes of Cold Chisel, Enid Williams of Girl School, Howard Donald of Take That, singer Melanie Martinez, Victoria De Angelis of Maneskin, rapper Klondike Blonde, rapper Too Short, rapper Charisma, rapper Drea Mack, jazz singer Blossom Deary, singer The Fantastic Johnny C, John Walters of Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show, Eddie Jobson of Roxy Music, Daisy Berkowitz of Marilyn Manson, and Violent J of Insane Clown Posse. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 28th include composer Hans Graham, who passed away in 1804 at the age of 49. Composer Carl Pohl passed away in 1887 at the age of 67. Delta Blues guitarist Charlie Patton passed away from a heart valve disorder in 1934. The age is in dispute, but he was either somewhere between 37 to 43 years old, depending on whose history you're going with. Composer Alexander Mackenzie passed away in 1935 at the age of 87. Composer Johannes Röntgen passed away in 1969 at the age of 70. Bassist Tommy Caldwell of the Marshall Tucker Band passed away in 1980 in a car accident at the age of 30. 1 year later, in 1981, bassist Steve Curry of the Mark Bolan Band and also T-Rex passed away in a car accident at the age of 33. Singer and actor Burt Van Dongen passed away in 1982 at the age of 66. Blues singer and harmonica player Whispering Smith passed away in 1984 at the age of 52. Country music singer B.W. Stevenson passed away in 1988 at the age of 38. Composer Walter Gessler passed away in 1999 at the age of 79. Jazz bass player Percy Heath of the Modern Jazz Quartet passed away in 2005 at the age of 81. Composer Ben Zion Orgad passed away in 2006 at the age of 79. The saxophonist and band leader for The Tonight Show, Tommy Newsom, passed away in 2007 at the age of 78. Singer Valeria Predescu passed away from heart issues in 2009 at the age of 62. Country music singer Vern Gosden passed away in 2009 at the age of 74. Jazz saxophonist Jackie Kelso passed away in 2012 at the age of 90. Cellist Jano Starker passed away in 2013 at the age of 88. Bassist Lonnie Turner of the Steve Miller Band passed away from cancer in 2013 at the age of 66. Guitarist Dennis Kamakahi passed away from cancer in 2014 at the age of 61. Violinist and film composer Idris Sardi passed away in 2014 at the age of 75. Guitarist Jack Ely of the Kingsmen passed away in 2015 at the age of 71. Singer Bobby Lewis passed away in 2020 at the age of 95. And singer-songwriter Anita Lane of the group The Bad Seeds passed away in 2021 at the age of 61. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 29th, when in 1968, the modern-day classic musical Hair premiered on Broadway.